This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Beautiful day. Beautiful for golf, for lunch, or a walk, or a romp.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, no thanks, Bill.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company, JZ. Not far away, just parking his car with her.
Oh, good.
So in he comes.
Yep.
And there's a bit to discuss with him, too.
Oh.
A hump day quiz.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Ready to go. Now?
No. Later. And then Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
Yeah, 10.
I like the thought of that.
Getting hard.
And then back end of the show, Wayne Crawford. Haven't seen or heard from him forever.
3 or 4 years, Jim.
Have to be minimum.
Gone missing.
Hmm.
I put in a gone missing report to the police and they couldn't find him.
No, I don't know
where
he is. He's up northern New South Wales. I'm not sure where he's gone or what he's doing, Wayne.
Good bloke.
Anyway, comes in and then we finish with a joke that I think is going to be disappointing.
I think it'll be okay.
And there we are with a nice Wednesday helping. Hello to you, Cardigan.
Thank you very much. Country road. Take me home.
Look at it. It's about 17 years old.
It's like a dressing gown.
It is a bit old, actually. It'd be great to catch up with Shane.
Yes.
Good bloke. And we had some fun back in the days, the good old days. We could talk for 18 and a half minutes, I reckon, Jim.
You reckon you could talk for that long to Wayne?
He was a naughty little boy sometimes.
Yes.
Good day yesterday. Not so good today, Jim.
No.
A bit overcast.
Still not. As long as there's no wind.
Okay.
Can't stand wind.
Speaking of wind. Hello, Rebs.
Oh. Thanks very much, a man who's been crying like a child for about the last 2 hours.
Oh, Rebs.
Can you believe how you feel, big unit?
I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Giants. 25. And the team.
Oh, God.
They made me talk. But, mate, this is fantastic. To all the supporters out there, and we, you know, we couldn't win one, but these blokes have, so that's
right. Oh, it's just embarrassing.
It's bad.
No, it was embarrassing at the time, and it's still embarrassing.
It's emotional to hear that. I'm nearly in tears.
Honestly,
I need some Telfast.
My favourite part was us blokes couldn't win one.
Long
we couldn't. Club. We couldn't win one.
No, you definitely.
That couldn't. Was for the supporters, which
right, was
they
it?
Earned.
Yeah,
it.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was part of it.
Like a banshee.
I did.
How did you get to the race?
Yeah, exactly. You weren't even allowed.
I was on the ground. I walked out with a half cat. I was on the ground.
Oh, no.
I got interviewed by Murray. I was on the ground there on the wing. Had a bounce.
Oh, yeah. The bunny chop.
Yeah.
No.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Cameron Charlie.
Charlie Cameron. Coming in, so we can't.
Charlie Cameron is free to play against Geelong, Jim. Can you believe that?
It's one of the more astounding pieces of tribunal judgment.
Dismissed the case, downgraded it into a fine, exceptional and compelling circumstances.
Yeah, which meant that...
What does that mean?
Apparently he's had an exceptional record until we'd scratch into it, and he's had 5 previous offences that resulted in fines, and 3 of them... were for this exact thing.
Exactly. So we'll
talk. Gleeso, all you got to know.
Yes.
If you're a football club, and Carlton are the best at it.
Very good
just
at it.
Just going, right, we'll challenge. You just got to know before you challenge that Gleeso is going to be the man looking after it.
Yeah.
Because this is astoundingly bad.
Right. We'll talk to Jason.
And I've got no issue with Camo.
No.
Of course. He's
Charlie
Charlie's just doing his best.
Exactly.
But in the climate that Nathan Murphy's had to retire this week.
Yep.
And concussion is such a massive thing. For that to be nothing to see him play on is astounding to me.
Well, I caught up with Andrew Dillon and I asked him, Dilza, is the AFL going to appeal?
No, we won't appeal. We've had a look at that and we think the discretion was there for the tribunal to use. But as I said, the MRO graded it a 1-match suspension. That's where we thought the right result would have been. So... we'll then look at the tribunal and how we go for the rest of the year. But as we do at the end of every year, we'll review our tribunal guidelines.
Should character assess?
Yes, very good question. That, Jay-Z, will be in the minute.
Just wandered in, Jay-Z.
I tell you, he's been banging on about it. Is Damo.
Oh.
I bang on about this. Why have we got a tribunal?
Yeah, I agree.
We've got an AFL football department.
We need a better system.
Own the decision. Mm. Completely. And why are we having a tribunal hearing on a Tuesday when the incident was Thursday? Oh, yes, I mean, where's the professionalism?
I agree with that. I think we've got our heads around it. You know, these sort of three part-time sort of volunteers that come and sit on a panel that how many games of footy do they watch? We don't know. How much do they take in it? They just hear the evidence. Yep. But they've all got their own preconceived ideas.
And they're lawyers. I'm raising that because they will look for loopholes as well. Yeah. And they'll be presented loopholes.
Well said, Damo. Jay-Z, we'll talk to him very shortly.
We'll get to Jay-Z because I know he's ready to go. The top.
He is.
Yes.
Starley Reed's 19th birthday today, Jim. 17th of April every year. So happy birthday to Harley Reed.
We're doing birthday shout-outs now.
To a bloke in Perth.
O'Sheen. You know O'Sheen.
O'Sheen Mullen.
Yes. Unavailable for selection at any level this weekend.
Why?
Well, he's going to his sister's wedding. Guess where it is? Rome, Rome, Rome. Wasn't built in a day, Rome. Burnt down in a night.
Now he's running history.
What the hell are we talking about?
So O'Sheen's going to his sister's
wedding in Italy.
In Rome. Mm-hmm. And well, unavailable. What happens if he was playing seniors, Jim?
The Rome that is in that song is a different spelling of the word and a different meaning of the word.
Yes.
That's Rome around the place.
R-O-A-M.
Yeah, not R-O-M-E.
Well, Jim, we're not doing spelling lessons also. Zach Bailey out
for about there at the moment.
4 to 6 weeks. That's a big ankle sprain. That one. It was late in the game, wasn't it, Jay-Z? Thank you.
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs AFLW captain Ellie Blackburn has signed a 4-year deal with the club. Wowee, out to 2027. Should get her on one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got some footy news from the Southern Footy League in Tassie,
Jim. Why are you doing footy news when Jay-Z's coming in?
No, well, I don't reckon Jay-Z will have this.
Oh, okay.
The Huonville Lions had a decent day out last week against Claremont. They kicked 54 goals, 25, 349.
Yes.
Claremont senior men, 0-0-0.
Did not register.
54-25, 349. They had 15 different goal kickers, Jim. Ethan Brock, Brocky kicked 13. Callan Daly kicked 11, and old Michael Paul, old two first names, kicked 9.
So,
and listen to us down in Hobart, by the way.
How are you bringing this to the table on a Wednesday?
Mm.
That game probably happened Saturday.
It did happen Saturday. But just, I like to fly around and just see what's happening.
4.5 days later.
Yep. You know the Olympics in Paris, Jim?
Yes.
100 days away today. So that is good. I like that.
So just a countdown of days.
Yep. Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
Has denied rumours that he's going to do a backflip. It would be a stunning backflip if he joined LIV Golf. Wouldn't that be some sort of backflip?
Yes.
That'd be off the 50-metre tower.
It would wander into the extraordinarily hypocritical range of behaviour.
Exactly right. Here's Rosa.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV. And I've never contemplated going to LIV. It's one of those things. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with it. And, you know, this is the state that our game's in. And but, yeah, I mean, I'm obviously here today and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
Mm. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Thank you. At the end of the rappy, or some more.
Glenn Maxwell has taken an indefinite break from the IPL, Jim.
Yes.
He's made 32 runs in 6 knocks, including 3 ducks. He just had enough. He said, play the kids, I'm out of here.
Right.
So all the best to Maxi.
All right. So, Jay-Z.
That's a good rap, that.
And not that was ordinary.
Jay-Z's going to have to pick us back up
right
after
back
that
up
rap.
Off the floor.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Righto. Yeah. Not sure where we're going with that.
Righto.
So we'll move on.
Into chat, all things footy, the best in the business, Jay-Z Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z, welcome to you.
I take that back, Bill. I feel bad about
it. Okay. We can cut it out for next week if you want.
We were just discussing the Charlie Cameron decision. And it astounds me, Jay-Z, that so many times when clubs challenge and it goes into that sphere, it becomes very embarrassing for everyone concerned, including the competition.
I think you absolutely nailed it, Jim. I heard you... assessment, and I think you're absolutely spot on because around the league there have been senior club people who are genuinely stunned, stunned, and calling this the most mystifying decision in the past 10 years of tribunal outcomes. Because you think about the way we've been able to assess and break these down ad nauseum, the case by case, the frameworks, the low impact, high impact, and then the tribunal plucks out something which hasn't been like genuinely 1990s Chuck Lotto style because Charlie Cameron is a good bloke to get him off, you know, which might have been a bit of a 50-50. It has staggered people.
But Jay-Z, get him off on a good record when he's been fined 5 times, yeah. 3 of them for doing this exact same thing. So that isn't a good record.
I've got a question for you, Jim. Where do you draw the line on the good bloke clause? How good a bloke do you have to be to trigger the good bloke clause?
Well, but they're all good blokes. Like Glenn Archer was one of the great blokes. Luke Hodge is one of the great blokes.
So we'd put you in a row.
They spent more time sitting on their ass than they
did. Toby Green's a ripper bloke.
Yeah. So the good bloke clause has got hair sticking out of it. And this doesn't qualify anyway because 5 times you've been fined. So that's not a good bloke clause.
That is a very
This
good
is a howler, Jay-Z. And old mate Jeff Gleason
yep.
needs to get in front of a room full of mirrors and have a real good long hard look at himself. Because too often when he's involved, we end up with things that we all look at each other and go, what the hell are we dealing with?
I think it is such a mistake. And so part of me is surprised that the AFL hasn't appealed it. The problem with that is it is its own rule, right?
Yes.
So this is where Andrew Dillon and Laura Kane get together today and they say, you know what? We're going to have to rub this out of the rule book. Mm. I don't think if they do the right thing here, they will take it out of the manual so as that it cannot happen. This will be the last good character reference that will get a player off because do you know what? It actually doesn't matter. What does it actually matter whether you've, you know, been such an outstanding citizen for 15 or 20 years or, as you say, have only been 5 times, etc. It's actually just whether you bumped him in the head or tackled him to the ground the wrong way. That's
especially
all that really
with
should
what's
count.
Going on, with, even this week with Nathan Murphy
and
with
so
the concussion.
For the rest of the season, do you know what's going to happen here for the rest of the season? Every tribunal case you're going to get, just say Jeremy Cameron gets suspended up there for something.
Yes.
You're going, oh, what a wonderful bloke.
Good bloke, him.
Back in 1924, he planted a tree and now lots of shade for everyone else and all that sort of stuff. So that's what Eddie, you know what I mean. So it is... We try and be so structured and consistent, and now it is the greyest of greys.
But, Jay-Z, I'm going to finish on this, and I heard Damo touch on a similar thing before in the midweek rub. As soon as we get lawyers, so as soon as we take it out of the AFL, the MRO hand down a finding, as soon as it gets challenged and it goes into a legal situation, it ends up a balls up.
Yeah, exactly.
9 times out of 10 because they've got no idea. And then they bring biomechanists in and they've got no idea.
Who's got the most money?
Yeah, it just ends up a complete farce.
Yes, so I couldn't agree more. And do you know what? Everyone I've spoken to in Clubland in football today has said exactly what you've said to a word. So you're all singing off the same hymn sheet and I think it'll be gone, Jim. Jeremy Finlayson, we know he's been suspended for 3 games. The Port Adelaide forward for saying something homophobic on the field in that game against Essendon. He's appeared on his wife's podcast.
So this is Kelly's podcast.
Yes.
Right.
You might think it's a strange move to go on your wife's podcast and talk about his suspension. Extraordinarily, he has said this.
You're offensive? Something that's pissed you off?
Oh, my offensive is pissed me off that I got 3-week suspension. that's it. That's tipped me over the edge.
Now,
but he has come out and said further to that.
Yes. So he has provided a statement since because on the surface, that sounds like a really stupid thing to say because you've got to take your medicine. And
but that's what happens in podcasts. You forget sometimes. And if you're with the missus, you're going to be honest and say that, I reckon.
So, yes, you might talk about that. That's how you genuinely feel.
Yes.
However, when you've spent the whole previous week apologising for the silly thing you said, I would imagine you try and stick to that. But he has put out a statement today, Jeremy Finlayson said, when rethinking my comments today, it's clear that I should have provided more context. On reflection, I should have explained that I was bitterly disappointed that what I said during the game was the problem. I put myself and the club in the position I did. That is what I'm most upset with. What I said on the field that night was totally unacceptable. I knew that at the time, and I know it was. Now, I stress, I have no issue with the sanction at all. So he wasn't annoyed with the sanction, he says today. He clarifies, it's just that he let his club and his team down.
And himself.
And he made the mistake.
Well, the sanction was that 3 weeks because of the remorse he showed.
Yes, he could have got six.
He shouldn't, exactly. He shouldn't be unhappy with the sanction. I think he should be grabbing it and running.
To the idiocy of it all, Jim, which is strange. And I imagine the phone call from Ken Hinckley or Chris Davies or David Koch would have went something like this. Yeah. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yep. Grab the delete button, put that podcast in the bin, and we're putting out a statement. Biggest story in football at the moment is what's happening at the Western Bulldogs.
Yes, what is happening? Succinct it for us.
Feels like a bit of a tinderbox there at the minute. They take on St Kilda.
Big game.
And if they don't get the chocolates in that one, they will be under extraordinary pressure. They play Fremantle the week after. And the West, which isn't going to be easier, then their mid-season fixture gets incredibly hard. I don't believe they're all on the same page there at the Western Bulldogs. I think there is a difference of opinion on the list and the talent between Luke Beveridge and other key people at the club, including the list manager. So the list manager, Sammy Power, has just signed Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel and Jack McRae to these contracts. If he had the clipboard and he was coaching the team, I'm pretty sure all those players would be playing. So I feel like there is an absolute disunity at that football club, continuing the tension we knew existed last year. Chris Grant's been pushed to the side. Matthew Egan has come in. So I just don't know, as a playing group, how you can what chance have you got to come out and play your best when you're an absolute mess off the field? And you know, Jim, having been one of the greatest presidents to have ever presided over a football club, what is the most important thing that you need at a football club?
You have to be united, aligned and united from top to bottom.
And just from your external view of what's happening at the kennel, do you get
I've always found them hard, though, because one of the things with Bevo, who's had an extraordinary record as a senior coach, he's always throwing his players around.
Yes.
Right back from the premiership year.
Yeah.
Blokes would seem to be going well, and then they throw them out, and then someone else comes in, and I mean, he's always done that. So, if it was at another club, I'd probably have a higher raised eyebrow than this, because that's been his MO forever.
It has been a little bit unclear from the public messaging, the press conferences. The other night I asked him, where do you guys think you're at? And there was a 3-minute answer that which sort of talked about the pain, the future, the backwards, the forwards, also, you know, all sorts of stuff. So if he just said, well, working on the versatility or the form's a problem, he should have said that. But I think it's watch this space on the Western Bulldogs. There are six players. The list of clubs chasing Caleb Daniel is as long as your arm, and they'd all be prepared to give top 30 picks for him. So there's huge demand there. Mm. McRae, I don't think Lobb will be there. It's going to be a fascinating.
What about Chompers, Harms? What's he doing?
I think he could be back in the team. I'm not sure about Riley Sanders. Caleb Daniel's not playing in the senior team.
All right, massive watch. Stick around. Lots more to discuss. He's come in hot.
Oh, he's hot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No, no.
I just need proof that I'm not.
Jay-Z Clark has stuck around. Plenty more footy news to get through.
Jacob Van Rooyen, we keep hearing a 4-year deal.
Yep, so that deal is done. This is a big show of faith in the Demons. I know we keep jumping up and down about what happened with Clayton Oliver and Joel Smith and Melbourne's culture. Well, this is a pretty strong endorsement, to be honest, of what's happening inside that club and inside that locker room at the moment. Jacob Van Rooyen, West Coast and Fremantle would
they
love
would
to
have fell over themselves, wouldn't they?
So it's a good deal. He signed 18 months early. I think this is just a really positive development for Melbourne, because if he had any concerns, he would have been holding off. But he's pledged his future there until 2029, and he's a good young player.
They've got to sort that forward line out. Yeah,
but are they asking a lot of him? What is he, 21 years old?
But they've got Petty, and I don't know about Ben Brown, poor old Ben, he's nearly done, the knee's about done, I reckon.
Yeah, but he's been sort of going all right. He's had 9 surgeries on that left knee. But with Adelaide coming after Harrison Petty still, the South Australian, like, it made Van Rooyen absolutely crucial. They got a young ruckman, Will Verrill's going very well as well. So Jason Taylor, superstar recruiter. You pay the coaches a lot of money, Jim. The recruiters, you could say, would be one of the most underpaid people in football, because their fortunes, their skill set to be able to hit the mark rather than miss can be a little bit underrated. I mean, certainly since the SOP cap went down, that's some of the most underpaid people in football when they can shoot the lights out, they have, like they have with Van Rooyen.
Well, if you get it right, you can make a very big difference.
Yes.
Judd McVie, another one.
Hawthorn Football Club, aren't they under the spotlight, Bill? So
big game this week.
And nice little story. Now, sometimes we make a mountain out of a molehill, but my gut feel is that Sam Mitchell and Alistair Clarkson aren't the best as a friends. They've fallen out of touch. So there's a nice little sort of subplot bubbling away in the background. And Hawthorn couldn't be under more pressure, because we've been pumping up their rebuild and some of their young talent. this start to the season has been very disappointing. None more so than in the midfield, where they got absolutely towed up by Gold Coast at the weekend. They trained this morning, Hawthorn.
Mouth guards.
Told very physical affair. Mm. Very physical affair. Daisy Thomas was interesting on the Sunday rub. Yeah. Rabsy with us. He sort of said sometimes it's the worst thing you can do. You're feeling crap about your performance at the weekend already. And then you go belt the living suitcases out of each other for 3 hours after a loss.
You know who loves it? The supporters. They want it.
Well, yeah. The fans. It's 1980s footy.
No, it is. Of course it is. But now
did
and then.
Did he do that to you back in the day, or Blighty?
Oh, Blighty. He'd kick torpedoes and 100 metres because he'd get onto him.
Yeah.
And it was one-on-one. You had to run to it and bring it back to him while the other bloke's belting you and whacking you. It's the worst thing ever.
They're under the pump. And if your footy club, the North, the Kangaroos, can get up, then the media bus will be parked at Waverley on Monday. So it is. Well, they just need.
Well,
they
it
need
will
to
be
respond.
At Arden Street if the reverse applies too.
Well, I don't know. Did we care that North Melbourne keep losing?
Well, they've got to be better than the last 2 weeks. They've been both tough games and tough venues, but still, they've got to, in my belief, start to show signs of heading in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jim.
Yeah.
So that needs to happen. Maybe not in the next minute, but certainly by the end of this year. If you're a North Melbourne supporter, you want to see the club starting to head on an upward trajectory.
The thing is, as much as we've lauded that midfield talent, and Larky's a star, key forward, they are just so light at either end.
The back half,
I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's a VFL back half.
Yeah, well, your best players are Sheasel and McKercher, who are babies.
Yep.
Absolute babies. And sometimes this is the tricky part. I mean, Luke Beveridge said this the other day, you can't rebuild anymore. You can't go to the bottom and then rely on the draft to go up. And that is why.
It's going to be changed, the draft.
That's right. So,
where's this head?
Nice segue, Jim.
Where's this head of Jay-Z?
There was a meeting.
What's happening?
At AFL House yesterday with 18 clubs and their football GMs to get their heads around this revamp of the draft. So there was a lot of frustration around the academy pick discounts for the Northern States clubs. Whoa. Brisbane have got another two coming this year. Gold Coast have got four more in the pipeline, I believe, the year after. But also father-sons are going to be lumped in this. So all the clubs got together. The nutshell is that clubs are going to have to pay more to get these stars like Jed Walter, et cetera. Even the father-sons, they're going to have to be stump up more. So just say Jed Walter goes at pick five, you might have a first-round pick in the first half of the first draft to match. So rather than bundling 20 picks after pick 50 to get it done, you're going to have something genuinely. So there'd be less of a discount, which I think everyone embraces. Also, the state league, there's going to be a whole revolution there. Fremantle's the only club which is basically opposes this national state league competition. So that's interesting. They might just be forced into it. Anyway, we need some consistency around that. Also, the ball tracking is going quite well for the broadcasters and for the football public. I believe there will be a successful chip put into the ball, which is going to enhance or help make more accurate a goal review system, but it might still be a couple of years away.
Well, let's stop every goal umpire five times a quarter saying, well, I don't know. I was there, but I couldn't see it.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Isn't that bloody annoying?
They got the yips.
I hope they have. Hey, of course they have. Make a call.
Certainly in the free-to-air games, you've got 30 seconds to work it out. Yep. They pay it a goal. It'll be reviewed anyway.
Yep.
By the time you get back to the middle out of the ad break, if it's a touch ball or the ball's hit the goalpost, then reset the ground and kick it out.
Yeah, and
it's not hard.
And when you commentate, Jim, you make it sound like you aren't frustrated either. Instead of saying, not hard, JC. This is good. We need the right call.
Collingwood, what's going on there? And is your man Pendlebury playing this week?
I believe he will be. Very tough and courageous competitor, so I don't think there'll be any doubt there. They are playing great footy, the Magpies, so they need to respond. They've got a bigger Anzac Day game coming up, so they need to get their ducks in a row. Very sad news this week with Nathan Murphy being forced to retire from concussion.
The family, for the supporters, for him.
Yeah, but you know when you are still experiencing ongoing headaches from a couple of hits months ago.
We're going to see a lot more of this, aren't we?
Yeah, and so Collingwood have looked after him. They extended his contract by an extra $500,000, knowing he'd probably get to this. So that's a free hit. Well, will that count outside the cap or not? That's still being worked out. Paddy McCartan, a good friend of yours, Bill, recently received an insurance payout, a six-figure payout. You'd think Angus Brayshaw would be in line for something like that as well. Nathan Murphy's going to follow the same path. He's got an insurance expert, Adriana Oreskov, fighting that fight for him. And some players, we found out now, are actually taking out their own policies.
Yeah, right.
The AFL has an insurance policy which has a few holes in it.
Yeah.
Jake Colajasny and Tommy McCartan is the other one who's taken out their own insurance policies to cover the, them for concussion. It is a serious issue in the game, of course.
Free agents, as we let you go.
Both their brothers have finished up through concussion, yes. The Colajasny and McCartan, yeah.
Yeah.
Hence why they've done it.
Cade, that's right. Mm. Hugh McCluggage, big watch on him. He has not signed at Brisbane Lions yet. If he was to leave, you'd think the Lions would match a bid, which would force a trade. How many picks would you want for Hugh McCluggage? So Jeremy Cameron was three. Paddy Dangerfield was two on a player. Remember Timmy Kelly was three, not a free agent, but still.
Long involved in all those.
I wonder whether the Lions would be asking for the absolute world if St Kilda or Essendon or Adelaide want Hugh McCluggage. The fact that he hasn't signed now is a big worry for the Lions and their fans at the moment.
If he goes another year, though, they get nothing. He just walks out.
Under the as a draft? Yeah. Yep.
As a free never unrestricted gets, free agent.
Hasn't got to that.
No, doesn't get hasn't, to that. But it could.
Could.
Jay-Z?
I think there'll be plenty of boxing on if yes, I think you're between right. the clubs, if it gets to that.
All right, well, righto, good mate. To see you, Jay-Z Clark.
Good on you, boys.
Oh, Jay-Z's a part of the Thursday rub tomorrow night, on the Boundary on Saturday, and the Sunday
busy.
Rub.
He's everywhere. Busy.
And slow down when you have to finish up.
Talk.
We played it on the 5 at 5:05 when you had to wrap things up.
I stuff it up sometimes.
No, you get everything right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Sometimes it's the old kiss theory, Jim. Keep it stupid simple.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Is there any way, Fat, I've got a question for you.
Yes, please.
Is there any way we could convince our man?
Which one?
Pete Malinauskas.
Oh, the Premier?
The Premier of South Australia.
Spiro.
Is there any way we could get him to come to Victoria and fix the mess that is this place?
No. I think he's quite happy in South Australia. He's
a Labor Premier.
They're all Labor.
Yeah, so he can come here.
No,
just
Jim.
Take over and fix it.
No.
You don't think?
But I'm thinking about getting back into the system.
Oh, my God.
Don't have to play it.
You mention it.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
The independence of the Auditor General.
Yes.
All right, Fat.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we're doing now. Hump day?
Hump bar, Jim.
Now, we've got an example of how badly this can be done.
All good. Nearest the pin, this one. How much did Winx's foal sell for at the sales this week?
Yeah, Lucas.
9.9 mil.
Right. Dummy?
15 mil.
No. Well done. Luke.
Yeah.
Yes. Was only 100 grand off, Jim.
Drive a train through that. You could. Pause.
So we want them up, Jim. We want them up and about because I tell you what, some of the best prizes on radio.
$150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin voucher.
Nice.
They are the exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. Jim will be having a few next weekend. Head to dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly. If you tell them Wayne sent you, might get a bit more of a discount.
Exactly. You're over there.
One triple three
to Pete.
Pete, I'm going to say to him, Port Adelaide's a Port fan.
Kidnapping.
Can have three first round draft picks.
Throw him in your car and bring him over the border.
Give them three first round draft picks. Oh. If we have your premier,
yes,
that's a fair trade.
Three first rounders.
Yep. Give them three first rounders. 1-3-3-5-3. Ring us now to be part of the Hump Day Quiz.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It won't grow on me bloody head, but it comes out my ears and my nose, Jim. What's going on?
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Great to be with you today. Another big humper. Don't worry about that. Always is. Two blokes up and about. We go to Joel. G'day, Jolly.
Fat man, how you going, mate?
Good. What do you do, Jolly?
I'm a roof plumber, Bill.
So, gutters?
Nah, gutters, fascia, roof, sheets, you name it, mate.
Yeah, right.
A Blues fan?
I'm a bagger man, yes.
Right, you'd be happy.
Love a bagger. I'm a bit nervous about the next couple of weeks, but we'll push through.
Yeah, okay. The Giants this week. Both sides got a lot of injuries, haven't they, Joel?
We'll be right, though.
All right.
We'll be right.
Joel, you're playing Reed.
Billy, how are you, mate?
What's your real name?
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's my first name.
Reed.
Correct.
Oh, come on. He's from Yarrawonga. Where the longer
up in Pigeon Land
with Stevie J, they're one and or two and zip.
Nah, three and zip, mate.
Three and zip.
Yeah, the boys.
Do you go?
Got them roaring.
You go along and watch, or what do?
Oh, I'm actually the twos coach, mate. So I'm
under Stevie.
I'm coaching under Jono. Yeah, he's showing me the ropes.
Well, geez, you'd be doing a bit more than you have to, I reckon.
Yeah, on and off field.
Well, I'm about to say, just be careful off field.
Yes.
Yeah. No, all good.
All right. What do you do at Cobram?
In education support, Billy. So bringing them through, mate. Right. Bringing them through.
Steve Hocking, Buddha Hocking, all from Cobram there.
Cobram. Righto.
All right, here we go. You know what happens here, Joel. You're Joel and Reed.
Oh, yes, correct.
You're Reed.
Oh, thank you, Bill. That's their names. And scream it out when you know the answer. Here we go.
Five questions. First one to three normally wins, Jim.
That would be out of five. Yeah.
Righto, boys. Which two animals hold up the Australian coat of arms?
Joel.
Jolly.
Emu and a kangaroo.
Thank you. Yeah,
neither
Jolly
can take a backward step, fat.
Hey, that's right.
Spud used to say that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else we could add? Which country eat their coat of arms?
Try not to.
Well, we do. We have a kangaroo now and then. A bit of
you ate emu. When was the last time you ate emu?
I had it the other week.
Oh. Beautiful. You are a bull artist.
A bit crunchy. Big eggs. Yes. Number two. Nearest the pin. How many balls did it take for Travis Head to reach his 100 in the IPL the other night?
Reed.
39.
Jolly.
It's going to be hard to beat.
42.
39 is bang right on the knocker.
On the button. One all.
One all. Nice, Reed. Mm. Good boy, Reed. Mate. Good country boy, Jim. Mm-hmm. Question three. Bit of music. Kiss announced their reunion tour after 15 years apart on this day in 1996, Jim. Sing the next line, boys. So we'll give you a nice little lead in and then you've got to make it your own. Ready?
Ready.
Joel, you're first. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Hey!
Hey, good. Hey. Nice finish,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good,
Joel. Nice dismount.
Good.
All right, Reed.
Come on, Reed.
Ready. You keep on shouting.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Oh, I think
want to rock and
roll. Joey gets that one.
What's Reed? What kind of voice you put on there, Reedo?
Oh, I don't know. A bit of Elvis, was it? A bit of Elvis.
Oh, nah.
That's Gene, by the way, the lead singer on that particular track. All right. Well, so 2-1.
2-1. Joel up. Joel, here's one I made up last night, and I'm happy with this question.
Made it up.
Yeah. I was lying in bed.
Were you?
And it popped up.
There's a visual.
Like a big marquee. As the crow flies, boys, as the crow flies, which is the further distance in Ks? Is it Melbourne to Brisbane, or is it Brisbane to Cairns?
Joel.
Reed.
Joel.
Reed.
Oh, Reed. Sorry.
Brisbane to Cairns.
Bang!
Yeah.
You know, Melbourne to Brisbane is 1,607 Ks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Brisbane to Cairns is 1,673. So 66 Ks a difference.
Oh, I see.
Not bad, that.
Not bad.
You've learned something
right,
there.
Two all. Ring-a-ding. She's a ring-a-ding.
Hum.
All right. Here's the decider.
Yeah, what are we asking? You haven't... Yeah, just go with me.
Got one. You obviously didn't think of this one in bed last night.
No. Which player won the 2024 Masters?
Joel.
Reed.
Yes, Joel.
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby.
Scotty Scheffler. So, Joel, I might have given Reed a little leg up in that previous question, Joel.
Yeah, I thought so too. That's all right.
All right, you're all a deserving winner.
An $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher headed your way, mate.
Gym voucher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The gym, yes, as in the gym drink. Not a gym that you go and work
gym,
out.
Oh, gym, that's all right. I thought you said gym.
No.
G-I-N.
We don't do gyms around here. Yeah. G-I-N.
Beautiful.
And Reed.
Reed. Tailor-made golf balls headed your way. Days of sacrificing distance over spin, JB, are over. Thanks to your new TP5 and TP5X. Golf balls by Tailor-made superior spin. Unrelenting distance. We'll send him a box.
There you are, Reed.
Reed.
Beautiful, boys. Thank you very much. Right. Appreciate that.
Well played,
Look
well
played. Look after Jono up there, please. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll keep babysitting him, mate.
That's good on you, Reed. Yes, exactly.
Right. I like that. Now, good. Guernsey.
Not too far away.
10 grand. Gee, we give away some stuff.
What about the prizes?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jeez, I've had a good month.
Let us be the judge of that. Guernsey Cash.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Player. Changes your life, Jim.
10 grand.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash. Touring Australia isn't the same without an Evernew caravan. Built to go anywhere with you. Evernewcaravans.com.au.
Oh, they're good too.
Oh, magnificent. The Evernew Caravans.
Get online and check them out. Yeah. Amazing.
Evernewcaravans.com.au. Caravans by Craftsman. By the way, touring Australia isn't the same, Bill, without an Evernew Caravan built to go anywhere with you. So start your journey today.
Big Red is my favourite. Mm. Have a look at the Big Red. It's a nice little red painting. We're talking to Jason here. Hello, Jace.
Hello, boys. How are you going today?
What do you do, Jace?
I work the night shifts at my local 7-Eleven, man.
Well, what hours?
Oh, like till about 5 a.m. And I actually just woke up about an hour ago. So, good way to start the day.
Good on you. Have a few coffees.
I'm not a coffee man.
Jace, have you got the night window or is the full joint open all the way through?
Oh, it's open all the way through, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a killer.
That would be hard work.
What do they buy late at night?
People come in there just buy chocolates, man.
Yeah.
Chocolates and gas.
And gas.
Yeah.
Petrol. I know what gas is.
All right.
Dingers. And your barrack for...
He had to go there.
Well, he just wouldn't let it go.
What would you do with 10 grand, Jace?
Honestly, probably leave my job so I can finally get some sleep.
Yes. Mate, I feel your pain. I used to do a night shift at the Perth Casino, valet parking cars.
You did?
4 in the morning we used to finish.
No.
In fact, I'm telling you, it's brutal.
I know.
You can't sleep. Jace, everyone's banging around during the day, so you can't sleep.
It's a mess.
All right, well, we might get you 10 grand. Right,
come on, Jace. 30 seconds on the clock. Jace will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. And some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right. Ooh. Thanks to Evernew Caravans, you will win $10,000.
All right, Jace, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Jake Melcham, Melbourne.
18.
Hunter Clarkson, Kilda.
Pass.
Jared Lyons, Brisbane.
14.
David Cunningham, Carlton.
28.
Ken McGregor, Adelaide.
16.
Drew Petrie, North Melbourne.
20.
Paddy Lipinski, Western Bulldogs.
Pass.
Sherrod Wellingham, West Coast.
22.
Not bad. Not bad.
Mate, he got the good ones. The hard Ken McGregor. Bloody tough. How'd you get him?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I've got a weird memory with numbers.
16. David Cunningham was 28. You got him. Jared Lyons was 17, not 14. You passed on Hunter Clark and
Big Jakey, Drew Petrie, the Petrie dish, number 20.
Jakey Melcham, the first one, was 18. You got that one.
Well, not bad.
So,
we've had worse in recent times.
Exactly, a lot worse. Guess what you're doing tonight, Jace?
What am I doing tonight?
Back on night shift.
Bill. Come on, fam. What do we got for Jace?
A box of the magnificent TP5 golf balls, thanks to Taylor Mays.
Awesome. Thank you, boys.
Back to work.
All right, Jace. Good chatting to you, man.
Go easy, boys.
See you, Jace.
Another chance to win $10,000 after five.
Does not want this money going
off.
These are hard names.
They are hard. Ken McGregor. Yeah. That was a good game. That was a great catch.
CL.
Another chance tomorrow to win $10,000 with Guernsey Cash. Thanks to Evernew Caravans.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Manners, which I forget sometimes.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, the midweek rub is on at 7 o'clock straight after the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, hosted by our mate Limo, but you can grab it on the Listener app now.
Speaking of the Listener app, midweek rub, and Joey Montagna, the little Greek wombat, who we love on the midweek rub, does a brilliant job, spoke about the Bulldogs and Bevo's plan.
I don't think it's mixed messaging. I think it's pretty clear where they're at. They are trying to evolve their list and their team on the run while still being competitive now, which is it's a balancing act, but it's probably the right thing to do because they've probably realised the group that they've got are not good enough to win them a premiership or to make them a genuine contender. So you've got to continue to evolve on the run.
Even though the CEO says they're a top four team.
That was last year. That was midway through last year where they probably did think that. And then they fell away at the back end of last year. These players that they've been inconsistent are some of their senior players. And even Damo, I know it's been used a bit now, the contractual situation of these players. They all signed at the start of 2022 or mid-2022 when they'd just come off a grand final. So it was all fair enough at the time to sign all those three players. But that's almost 2 years ago. A lot changes in 2 years.
Not sure about that. You know what? You only need one good win and you're back.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the Crows, look at Essendon, look at Brisbane. Right. They're all back in town. So if they have a good win against the Saints, hello, they're 3-3 and away they go. There's still a chance.
Well, and the other thing, Fat, I always say is you've got to be very careful slashing your list. And North and Hawthorn are two great examples
exactly.
of that. They said, righto, we don't want any of these blokes anymore.
Old blokes.
Slash and burn and throw them all out. You only have to get that slightly wrong and suddenly you're playing 18, 19, 20-year-old kids
and
they are literally lambs to the slaughter. So I hear everyone wants, right, they're too old. They're too, I want to see trading. I want to see people exiting. I want to see turnover of this list, all the rest of it. But you got to be careful to do it in a proper manner. Otherwise, you can leave young players very exposed.
Spot on. And on Footy Talk AFL... And on Footy Talk AFL yesterday, Rui shared a story about the Chiefs.
Were they good mates?
They were. They were on radio together.
They were for a long time.
A story about the Chief on the back of him being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Actually, the project when I was in primary school and I spoke about wanting to change my name to Jason because of Jason Dunstall. And it was something that I could never bring myself to tell him until the first year I'd finished playing and I was driving down to GMHBA Stadium for a game. And the day before, Jason had called me and said, hey, we're doing the game at GMHBA. Pick me up tomorrow at 10 a.m. There was no please. There was no asking. It was just an order to pick him up. And obviously I was happy to oblige. And so we're in the car and we're on the way down to GMHBA and Mum called. And like you do when someone else is in the car, I declared, hey, Mum, I'm just in the car on the way down to GMHBA Stadium, but Jason's in the car with me. So, you know, don't say anything silly. He goes, oh, Jason, you wouldn't believe it. Nick did a project about you when he was a kid and he wanted to change his name. Well, you don't reckon he dined out on that for the rest of the car trip and the last 5 or 6 years.
The Chief.
That's cute, isn't it?
Cute.
We like that.
Hello, Toolbags. How are we? Chieftain. Boy, the legend. We now just call him the legend.
Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of legends, Mean.
Oh.
Wayne Crawford.
Thought it was me.
I'm worried a little bit.
Because he's naughty.
Well, not only, but loose.
Yeah.
And he hasn't broadcast for a long time, so doesn't know what's appropriate to say and what's inappropriate.
Where has he been?
I don't know. He's northern New South Wales. He's become a beach bum.
A hermit.
Shane Crawford is joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, stop talking.
Right now, we're joined by one of your really, really, really good mates from the Footy Show days, Shane Crawford.
Our next guest spent 16 AFL seasons chasing the elusive dream, and in his final game, went out on top.
There it is! The Hawks are premiers for 2008!
And delivered a memorable premiership moment.
Number 9, Shane Crawford.
That's what I'm talking about!
Please welcome Shane Crawford.
He's so good a mate of ours that we never hear from him.
Never see him.
Ever see him or hear from him.
Well, you don't need to.
Wayne.
It's great to be here. It's great to see you.
Where have you been?
I live up the top of New South Wales now, so I sort of, there's sort of no real need to come and go from Melbourne as much. So, yeah.
But you're a superstar here. You're 40. You did everything.
Well, do you know
and
what
then
happened?
The next day you just packed up and left.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you've got a family and they take off during COVID.
Right.
And, you know, you eventually got to follow them up at some stage. So
are you married yet?
No, no, not married yet.
Oh, Jim.
What?
Poor four Olivia. Kids. The long-suffering Olivia.
Olivia.
Yep.
Four kids.
Yep. No, we're happy if we're communicating, like, let's be honest. But no. The four kids, I've got one almost 18, Charlie, I can't believe it. It's,
that's amazing.
It's a bit scary. And, yeah, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I've got a 15-year-old and got twins that are 12 who are, well, they hate football. Mm-hmm. They're allergic to any sport. And my 15-year-old, who was half a chance to play a bit of footy, he's still playing a bit of footy, but he played in a rugby union tournament in Brisbane last weekend. I'm like, I've virtually banned him. I said, right, no, you're out. I said, you move out of the house.
In fact, the amount of times, and you'd be the same, people ask you everywhere you go about the footy show and the footy show days and all the rest of it.
Oh, we were rocking. We had so much fun back in the day.
It was unbelievable. But everyone says, what about Croft? And I go, mate, never hear from him, never see him, wouldn't know where he is. Someone said he's bloody living in Nimbin.
Smoking pot.
Smoking I haven't been to Nimbin since I've been up that way, but I do... I do want to down to Byron Bay, and you told me your daughter's down Lucy's there hanging out, so I'll have a coffee with her next time I'm down that way. But no, just cruise around and float around. But can I tell you, back in the footy show days.
Yes. What was your favourite? Give us a
one of my favourite, all-time favourites, and whenever you get a moment, get onto YouTube. I remember the world record attempt with the cream pies, and then we started throwing them at you and Gary, and then you tried to straighten it up, and then you caught one in the face while you're trying to do something straight to the camera. That is just one of the greats, and we could never ever do that ever again because we destroyed the sets. It cost a lot of money, and it's just you can't make TV like that. And it was unbelievable, and we had so much fun.
The funniest memory I have of working with you, there were two of them. Was we decided because he was such an easy target to terrorise the Foss.
Yes.
So the two things, one thing he hated was anyone using his area.
Dunny.
His bathroom, we weren't allowed in there, it was locked. So we went and got from Joe the key and then we opened up, he's had the big star on it, he had his big own bloody suite. We opened it up and got a couple of little mini Mars bars.
Yes.
And with poly waffles around there too.
Put them down into his toilet.
Oh, and he
and then
hated that.
It back up again.
Oh, he came flying out before this show and he just totally lost it. But if you ever go on his boat, there's no pooing on my boat.
No,
please go before you come on the boat. And he's got this boat that can take about 5,000 people on it.
No, he doesn't like that.
You know how to use the toilet.
What about the other one?
What's the point of having a toilet?
He was late to the table with the iPhone. Everyone else had gone down.
Oh, yeah.
So he was the last one to get an iPhone. And as you know, anyone who owns an iPhone, you can link up a photo of the person to when they ring.
Yes.
You know, so if it's Bill, up comes Bill's Mush and all the rest of it anyway. So I stole his iPhone when he was off doing something, and Shane's grabbed it and got his number and name and taken a photo of a part of him that the Force wouldn't have wanted on his phone. And then we snuck around him. So we'd wait until he was in a high-powered meeting with David Gingell or someone.
Yeah. No, then, legal.
Legal, and Shane would ring, and up would come this photo. Sam would give it that one. Quickly put it in his pocket. And so we got away with it, I reckon, about three times.
It was good fun.
And he turned the corner. And he was roaring, wasn't he?
Oh, like he wanted to kill you.
You are an imbecile. And he's saying, you are the president of an AFL football. Get this shit off my phone.
What about the night when he came out in the Fremantle Dockers jumper and he stood in front of you on the panel? You pulled down
his shorts.
He
said we were tanking and we backed ourselves for a footy trip.
I think it was the first time they'd wear the new jumper with the anchor on it. And you pulled down his shorts. And he's sitting there in his jocks and you're thinking, this idiot.
It wasn't jocks.
The shorts came down first. And then he just
he's
stood there.
In his jocks.
And I thought, you know, normally back in the days, someone goes to pull your pants down. You're not allowed to do it these days. It's illegal, so I would have been locked up. But,
so, of course, what did you
do? So I thought, surely if I go for him, he'll reach for the front. But he had his hands up in the air. Yeah. I've gone for it. And by that time, there's about six cameras. They've all zoomed right in to get a bit of an outline.
Yeah.
And the pants come down. Obviously, Sam live on TV. Noob. There it is. And he was devastated because he said, look, it's been wrapped up in my undies for 10 hours. Of course, it doesn't want to look big and jump out.
If he knew that, he was going to give it a nice old.
And then Eddie, I looked at Eddie and he was rolling on the ground. And I thought, I'm captain of Hawthorne. I've just lost the captaincy. I've just lost my job at Channel 9. I thought, oh, my goodness, what have I done? Oh. I had all these little meetings after the show. I thought, oh, this is a disaster. And then the next day I got a call from Channel 9 going, good work. Keep up the good work.
That's the highest rating show we've ever had.
Keep up the good work.
That was one of the three that we had to have legal come down from Sydney, that lovely lady come down. We all had to be in the boardroom. Yeah. Remember that? Because it was always Sam's fault, but we all were a team.
But then Sam would argue.
He argued with
her. He would go and have this argument with the lawyer, and we'd just sit there going, this is going to go forever. Yeah. And the stuff he was going, why can't I say this? Why can't I do this?
Oh, mate. But that was, and she goes, I haven't actually seen it. I haven't actually seen you naked. So she got a VHS. She went into the next room because Sam said, you can't see anything. There's nothing there. You can't see anything. The legal girl from Sydney went into another room. 10 minutes, she comes back. She goes, Sam, I've just watched it 8 times. Have you got a dick? That's what she said. The legal girl said that. It was unbelievable.
Oh. And he was shattered. Oh, yeah. Absolutely shattered.
Oh, the other one is the House of Bulger, which was your baby.
We love that. It was great to, like, the footy show at that time said, come up with ideas, throw anything forward. And I thought, right. So I love Days of Our Lives and, you know, all of those shows. So I said, why don't we do it with footballers dressing badly, dressing up as women, which you're not allowed to do these days.
Joy Bell.
So Bill was my mother.
Oh, your mother married to Sam.
Yeah, that's right. And I can still remember you lying there dress, but you had sort of it pulled up a little bit. And then you had these corn chips and you were eating
off me gut
cream out of your belly. It's the most revolting thing we've ever seen. Yeah. But you were sitting there. But you know what? It was fantastic. And we actually had Dwayne Johnson on one of the first shows.
Did we?
We did. We had The Rock and virtually set him alight. He's one of the highest paid movie stars in the world.
Had some lovely girls.
We did. We had Renee, who was always on there.
Have we got any audio reps?
Dearest darling Deidre, my league football career in the big smoke hasn't gone according to plan. I did my groin when I fell off the mechanical bull during the club fundraising nude calendar shoot. Lucky Dad managed to get me a job running his multi-million-dollar fashion business. I don't know nothing about fashion, but how different can it be to captaining the Tukaruk Tigers? All my love, Hank.
Hank.
What happened to his voice? but you know, back then it was all a visual thing. Like everything had to be a visual. That was always the idea. But it actually did quite well that they then brought in writers and they really stuffed it up. They tried to get us to act.
We're Hollywood.
Well, you did. Well. And you loved, like, I've never seen someone love dressing up as a woman more than you.
Actually, Jim used to dress up as
a woman. Actually, Jim didn't
look good.
Morticia. He didn't mind it back in the day, actually.
Morticia.
It was Morticia and Sam one day.
They did. Sam was walking behind me, didn't realise it was me. He wanted to have a piece.
Even the Bee Gees, I remember you doing something with the Bee Gees. You've got a bit of talent there.
He had a mankini.
And he says, I hate this. But then he was probably the best at it by far.
Your great friend, the Chief.
Oh, yes.
He's a legend in the Hall of Fame. Have you reached out to him, the Chief?
No, I haven't. I'll see him tonight. I'm going to the Hawthorne Hall of Fame tonight. Yes. So he'll be there. So, yeah, I'll say congratulations. Hey. A great effort. Wonderful player.
Oh, yeah. Luke Holmes, you played with him.
I did. I played a bit with him. I kicked him the ball when he kicked his 1,000th goal. He still hasn't thanked me. Yeah. But wonderful captain.
You'd have some stories about him.
No, I don't.
He loved the supporters.
No, I'll tell you, like, he
loved the supporters, didn't he?
Oh, he just hates everyone. He even hated his teammates back in the day, and that me included. But he thoroughly deserves to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I do remember, like, Craig Trelevin was a great fella from Esperance in Western Australia, and Ken Judge brought him across, and a beautiful, highly skilled player.
Yeah.
But they went on a footy trip to America, go and watch Green Bay and whatever. And Jock, we used to call Craig Jock. He said, I'm going to room with Dunstall.
Oh, no.
And no one wanted to room with Dunstall. We thought, you're kidding yourself. No, I'm going to drink him under the table. I'm going to show him, you know, how the country folk do it. They were playing cards in their room one night. And Craig had a huge day and he'd fallen asleep. So Dunstall said to one of the boys, get the shaver. So they're playing blackjack and playing for money and all that stuff. Anyway, so every time they do a hand, he'd lean over and he'd shave his eyebrow a bit. Got to the end, had the whole eyebrow off. So when he woke up later on, they were still playing cards. They were going for hours and hours and hours. He started mouthing off at Jace. And Jace just said, eyebrow, what? And he's like, what? So he's charged off to the mirror, looked in there, and you listen to Craig Trelevin, he'll tell you this story. He said, I'm not a very good looking man, but without an eyebrow, I'm a really ugly bugger. So he went around America for 2 weeks with one eyebrow. He rang his wife, Katrina, back in Esperance. What do I do? He was in tears. Oh, and she said, you need to go and buy a pencil. And so he was drawing on his eyebrow every night you'd go out. But the problem is he'd hit the dance floor.
Yep.
And so halfway through the night, his eyebrow would wrap down. It'd be turned into a moustache. It'd go down his face. Oh, and that was all thanks to the big chief.
The chief. Hey, Luke,
he'll probably deny that. But that's
Hodge
so true.
Inducted to the Hawthorn one tonight.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure about that because him and Mitch, they traders. They went off to Brisbane and West Coast. So I don't know if that should be allowed.
Oh, well, I tell you what. I work every Friday night, as you know, with Luke Hodge, who's one of the greats and as tough, if not the toughest player ever to play the game. The same man is terrified of Lauren, his wife.
Yeah.
Shane, terrified.
Well, you know, she rules the roost.
She does.
You know, she keeps me in line. But when he first came to Hawthorn, he was seen as our saviour. And when I first saw him, he was a young kid from Colac
like
who liked to drink and didn't sort of train too hard. And, like, there was so much pressure on him. But I tell you what, he turned into our saviour. He was an unbelievable player and he's a good man, Hodgie.
No,
so
great man.
Looking forward to that.
Great what man. About this bloke? Well, used to take the piss out of himself. That's
who?
What we loved
me?
About Shane. Yes. But did a couple of the greatest things I reckon we have ever seen.
Ridiculous.
Two of the greatest charity run walks rides in history. The run from Adelaide to Melbourne.
Yep.
And the bike ride from Melbourne to Perth.
Yep.
Do you look back on them? Because you were mentally gone after both. I remember you rode into the Perth one.
Yep.
You had no idea where you were, what you were doing.
I was so proud to be able to do that. So I was glad that Channel 9 supported me, and I know all you guys heavily supported it and got behind it as we were on our journey. But the run and the walk and ride and walk and run, that was the thing that really knocked me for six, because you're trying to crank out 80, 90 Ks a day and your body just doesn't recover. It's like you got growing pains all through the night. You don't sleep and obviously don't have growing pains.
No. You don't, because you never grew.
Whereas on the ride, it was like connecting with the communities and the little country towns, but just slow and steady, just as long as we're going in the right direction.
But you were into the breeze, into the wind the whole way.
Well, we got told not to go that way because everyone comes the other way. But, like, you know, all the weather reporters get it wrong a lot of the time. And thankfully, on this time, they did. There was only a couple of days which were full on head into the wind. But apart from that, it was all pretty good. And you know, I was just pumped to be able to get out there and do it, and I'm so glad that I did.
Now, it was unbelievable to see.
I know, both of those were nuts, ridiculous.
And he's still running.
AIA, tell us what's going on there.
So we've got the Mother's Day Classic coming up on the 12th of May. Mm-hmm. So all the money goes to breast cancer, and the most important thing with all that, it's about celebrating Mother's Day, getting behind. There's 70 events all around the country, city. And also in little country areas, just jump onto the website. I do a lot of work for. I've been an ambassador for a long time, and they support a lot of great events. And that's just another event that they're heavily involved in.
Sunday, the 12th of May, around the Tan.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Mothersdayclassic.com.au. And you'll be there, little Wayne.
I'll be having a shuffle along. With you, well, Bill. You come along.
I can start it or finish it, whatever
we'll
you want.
Have a coffee at the start.
And Kentucky Derby with Campbell Brown. Speaking of
well, that's debatable.
Lunatics.
That's debatable. Now that I know he's going, I'm not sure if I can go.
You'll be there.
But no, it'd be nice to catch up with Campbell. I haven't sort of been able to connect with him. You know, a bit like you guys for quite some
long time. And also Dancing with the Stars in the Can. When does that come
on? In the Can,
so
we were in Sydney for a little while, which I really loved. Benny Cousins, hopefully you can get him in here. I think you'll find him really interesting and a lot of fun. All he does is smile.
Yep.
Lisa McCune, and we had James Stewart from Home and Away. So, it was great fun. Really enjoyed it. It was a great experience. It was difficult because we trained hard and trying to learn all these different dances and technique.
You'd be all right. You would be good. But you could dance.
Yeah, but there's dancing and then there's dancing. Technical stuff, you know. Viennese waltz. When I say Viennese waltz, what comes to your mind, Bill?
the waltz, you know, with a hark of...
Okay, yeah. What about Aaron? The samba? The
hark
samba.
Of Aaron.
The samba?
That's a good bar in... Where's Lee Colbert got his McDonald's?
Mildura.
Yeah, sandbar. Good bar there.
Sandbar. Okay, not the sandbar. That's down on the
No, river sandbar. And now tell us why, Jim. Please tell everyone out there why we call him Wayne.
Wayne. Right, captain of Australia.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Yes.
Who? And they're all get the big ceremony's about to start. Huge. So the coach.
Heaps of media.
The team and the media are all there. And
my proudest moment.
The Irish announcers giving it the give it up for a legend of Australian football.
I'm thinking captain, how good.
Captain of Australia, Wayne Crawford.
And I'm looking around, and all the Aussies had lost it. You know, all the Aussie media. Harry Gary had lost it. Everyone had lost it. And I'm thinking, what do I do? So I just went for it. Yeah. So the Irish know me as Wayne Crawford.
Of course they do.
It's great to see you. You're looking well.
For a veteran.
Sam with the phone before. This is an iPhone. The number that gets you to ring me hasn't changed in 24 years.
I actually don't have an iPhone, believe it or not.
What have you got? So Shane, there's nothing holding you up from ringing your old mate.
Yeah. And vice versa.
Oh,
there we go.
But
hey, when did you ring me last, Bill?
Well, you know what? I ring to say hello. When you ring, you want something.
No, that's bullshit.
Yes.
When did that happen?
Oh, he gave me some tips here. I'm
exactly.
Just going back here.
I'll send you some tips from the horses, and I hope they lose just to rub it in. So ring me.
4th of January, 23. There you go.
All right. I'm going to see here the text.
Roof.
Why don't we get a group chat
July,
going?
2022.
Wayne.
That's the what last I say? Time I heard from you.
No, I would have sent
Jim,
you.
Jim, you're a legend. Wayne, great to see you.
Hey,
how do we get involved in this on Mother's
Croft
Day?
Is running the Mother's Day Classic this Sunday, or the Sunday the 12th of May, I should say, around the tan. By the way, they have raised $44 million for the National Breast Cancer Foundation since 1998. And this year, they're also raising money for ovarian cancer research. And you can join and register at mothersdayclassic.com.au.
All right, Wayne, you're a superstar. Well done. Good to see you.
Good on you, Jim. Love you.
See you, Wayne.
Love you, Bill. Love you, Bill.
Shane Crawford.
Does he do this all the time?
All the time.
How do you do that?
Pull my pants down, Shane.
Shane Crawford on the Rush Hour. Triple
M. Pants down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He went in to have a little surgery on the ankle, clean out, Jim.
Yes.
Ended up having a reco.
Right, eh?
I've got to start to breathe.
Triple M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. All thanks to Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. We chatted to Shane Crawford for 20 minutes.
Yes.
We couldn't fit it all on air. So if you want to catch the full chat where you reminisce about your footy show days, you can grab it right now on the Listener app and on YouTube. It goes for 20 minutes.
Well, you've been driving the Ranger. How good's the cabin, by the way?
It's unbelievable.
Apple CarPlay, the beautiful dash.
Mm.
It's not the old style ute. It's actually like your sports car. It's fantastic.
You turned heads at it in Geelong, didn't you?
Yeah, bloody. It's evolved.
That's because you had Isaac Smith in with
you. No, they didn't know who he was. He's a Hawthorn player.
He's a premiership player.
It's evolved from a work vehicle, Jim. That's what I'm trying to say.
He's a Geelong premiership player.
He is.
So they know who he is.
Yep.
Catering for tradies and families.
They get all the premiership player names on the door at the front.
Yeah,
they
have.
Families, office workers and adventure seekers.
So anyone who's played in a premiership for the Cats, it's on there. So you're not on there.
Shit.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
No, you have
to. Just said shit.
He's trying, so he thinks we're going to cut a
you
live
cut bit out. You've got to cut it out.
No, he's cut he thinks, I'll swear live on air so they'll cut it out.
Oh,
how does that work? Fart.
No, I don't think he said fart. I think he said wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford deal.
All right, fat. Joke?
Fat. Come on.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Billy Brownless.
I have a joke.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Don't forget the midweek rub from 7 p.m. on Triple M Melbourne. Joey, Damo and Daisy. But you can grab it right now and listen up.
This show has been scraping for a long time.
It has.
The bottom of the barrel.
It has. It wasn't when Daisy
what a pity.
Me and Limo were on, or me and Daisy.
Right. Yeah, it was great. Good when that happened.
Right up here.
Now, tomorrow, well,
ratings
Lauren
tomorrow,
and
so we'll find out.
Oh, ratings.
Yeah.
How's the wave? Jim?
Time spent listening?
No, Cume. Cume, the wave. That's what they talk about.
Male, 25-49.
Number one. You get a nice bonus there every time.
Do you?
Yeah. No.
No, no. Tomorrow, Lauren Ryan, we call her Flying.
Flying.
She is representing Australia at the Paris Olympics in the 10,000.
Already got a ticket. Yep. She's going to Paris.
And we think maybe even the 5,000. Mm. She's a ripper, so we're speaking to her tomorrow. But now a joke with no sponsor.
The
day with the laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Mm. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Today's joke is brought to you by Pineclean.
He's now just grabbing things.
I've actually forgotten what I meant to say. Cuff air, he said, right when I say this, make sure he's, and I've forgotten what that was.
Cuts through grease and grime.
No, they're wipes. Okay, let's go. The joke.
Jim, do you know my mother's maiden name?
No, I don't.
No, yes, you idiot!
What are you leaving a great big pause
well,
for?
Well, I just forgot the joke.
Tell me what I meant to say first.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes, here we go.
Well, let's reset. Right,
no.
Okay.
Hang on.
Hang on to all of that, Reps.
No, I mean, let's just reset ourselves because we're live.
Right, here we go.
End the day with the laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, Jim, that my mother's maiden name was Irish?
Oh, really?
No! O'Reilly!
Oh, no! After all of that, that's what we get.
Oh, really? No, O'Reilly!
Didn't you tell this on the Sunday footy show a week and a half ago?
So therefore, there's only one button you're eating.
He has turned that around within a week.
You can't be giving us the scraps from the
Sunday footy show.
How would you know it was on there?
Joey texting.
There we are.
Oh,
so, that's all you get.
You little turd.
You can't have that.
No, it's good.
Well, Rabs.
It's a good joke. Two different mediums, TV, radio.
And as he was telling us off air, he said, my maiden's mother's name.
Yeah, he did. That might be an idiot file on Friday.
I'll be there. Don't worry about that.
You want another one? No.
Just like the other?
Yeah.
Go, Bunnings.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.